Caitlin Elliott, welcome to FFA Today. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You graduated in May of 2015 from high school, and you've moved on to college. So tell us a little bit about that. Where are you at? What are you studying?
Well, currently I'm at the University of Kentucky, and I'm a major in agriculture education. So I'm hoping to be an agriculture teacher when I graduate in a few years.
That is really exciting. Now, I am really excited to talk with you about your SAE project. One, because it's very interesting and it's not something that out here in the West I've been exposed to very much. But two, for some of the ways that you went about working on this SAE project. So I guess just to start off, tell us what you did for your supervised agricultural experience.
Well, my SAE was sorghum production, which I did alongside of my grandfather. It was kind of a 50-50 entrepreneurship SAE, so it was just a little bit of a way for me as a freshman to kind of start my own business, but not do it completely alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I would grow sorghum seed that would eventually turn into these 8 to 12 foot tall stalks that then I would process into sorghum syrup, and eventually ended up using it to make not only molasses, but barbecue sauce as well. So it's kind of developed into a pretty big business over the past few years. I'll grow the stalks, and then we will strip off all the leaves. They kind of give a bitter taste to the sorghum that we don't necessarily like.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure we strip off all the leaves. We'll send it through a sorghum mill, which will kind of grind the stalks and leave us with just the juice. And then the juice will cook down into sorghum molasses. It'll be like on an open fire in a sorghum box. And it'll cook down to about 12 gallons of sorghum syrup that later on we'll use to make barbecue sauce, or we'll just sell syrup.
How much land do you need to be growing sorghum on to be able to be at the production level you find yourself at?
Right now we have about probably an acre of land, which really isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
But with sorghum, it takes a very long time to go through all the processes. It could take us very well up to 24 hours just to get that 12 gallons worth of syrup. So it's one of those things that can be kind of tedious at times because you put a lot of time in it and then you only get 12 gallons. But right now we're producing almost 164 every fall. So, I mean, it ends up being a lot of production if you want it to be.
Okay. And you said this has developed into quite a business, but you're selling molasses, you're selling barbecue sauce. Do you have a name brand for your products?
Yes. We actually are called Poorhouse Sorghum because I've grown up all my life and living on Poorhouse Road in the middle of nowhere in Kentucky. So kind of how it's always been. So that when we came up with the name of our product, that was the first thing we thought of.
You said that it's grown quite a bit over the last couple of years. How has your business grown? How are we talking? It's grown in the demand for your product or the number of products you're offering or all of the above?
Demand, for sure. We added in the barbecue sauce just about a year and a half ago. So that's definitely been something that's changed. We started out at first growing maybe a fourth of an acre of sorghum, and we've kind of expanded now into an acre, so we're producing a lot more sorghum stalks than
okay.
we used to. And to be honest, our profit margins have also went up. We've also had a lot of good promotion over the last few years.
And that is the next thing I want to ask you about, is how have you promoted your products? Where have you sold them, and how have you got the word out?
Well, I started out my junior year of high school looking to kind of expand the product a little bit more, which was why we came out with the barbecue sauce. But I also got involved in a Young Entrepreneurs Academy program that was in our county.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked a lot about promotion, and they recommended that I go out to some different businesses in the county and do presentations along with our local Chamber of Commerce and just different places around and present to them my product and try to get the word out, really, and kind of pitch my business to them.
Great. And so what kind of businesses did you pick to do these presentations at?
Like I said, I did some Chamber of Commerce meetings. And with some of them, a lot of the businesses that came were like local restaurants, because eventually the idea is for us to be able to sell to restaurants locally, and we can already sell to a lot of businesses that have local foods that they sell. So that those are the kind of people we set in there, along with the town that's closest by where I live happens to be the place that has the local barbecue festival as well. So we tried to make sure that a bunch of people who were from those businesses were there as well, so that when we tried to sell our barbecue sauce later on, that they were all in the room so that we could go ahead and, you know, kind of get our business out there. A lot of times we would just set up information settings with whether it be like our local Chamber of Commerce or our Kiwanis Club. Sometimes it was through different FSA events. And these were people that they had businesses and things, and they were involved in these different organizations. And the organizations loved to have young people, especially who were trying to start businesses, come and speak. And it just so happened that I got the chance to be asked by them to come present. But sometimes I would have different mentors and things recommend that I go up to these people and, you know, ask if maybe I could present at some of their meetings. And a lot of times they would say yes. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're a high schooler, it looks very impressive if you have your own business, or really any kid who's an FFA who has an SAE project. It looks very impressive that you're working so hard at a young age.
Well, I completely agree. And I am blown away and impressed already with what you have done. Now, when you're doing these presentations, are you teaching? Are you teaching people about what sorghum is or how it's produced or how to use it while cooking? Or are you just educating them? What exactly is it that you're presenting to them?
It's a little bit of both. It depends on kind of the setting and what they expect. If it comes to one of the more businessy type things, I will talk more about like what the sorghum can be used for. Whereas I've done a few educational things, especially while I've been here at UK, just about what sorghum is and telling people about the product in general, because it is a product that a lot of people don't know too much about, because sorghum was very popular years ago, but it's not as popular now as it used to be, because it is a lot harder to produce than other products. So you have a kind of a generation gap. So bringing sorghum back is something that actually has been very profitable, but at the same time, it's very important to get the word out there. Otherwise, you kind of got the gap still going on.
So Caitlin, you're going to go on and get your degree and become an ag ed teacher. What's going to happen with the sorghum business when you start teaching full time?
Hopefully I will continue my business in some way. I'm hoping to still produce small, even if I can't produce large scale, because sorghum has been in my family for the past at least four generations that we know of. Mm-hmm. And it's important to me that I keep the family tradition going. And I think it's also important for me to still be involved in that process of agriculture, you know, outside of just teaching it, but actually doing it itself as well.
Sure.
And my real hope would be that I could start my business out commercially and be able to do it in a different way than what I'm doing now. Some people actually have huge commercial sorghum operations where you don't have to do near the work that I'm doing now, but it costs a lot more money to do that kind of stuff. So I'm hoping to build up my business to the point where I can still produce sorghum, but just do it on a larger scale and not have as much of a workload on myself.
Okay. Now, you have got business cards, you're marketing yourself. Can we find you out there on the internet anywhere? Is there a website or a Facebook page or anything like that?
People can always shoot me an email. My email is caitlin245@gmail.com. I do have a Facebook page. It's just called Poorhouse Sorghum. And if anything, just go into the page to look at some of the pictures that are posted so you can learn a little bit more about it. It is a very fascinating product.
Okay. And if somebody listening to this is sitting there going, I want some Poorhouse sorghum, they want syrup, they want barbecue sauce, something like that, are you willing to ship?
Absolutely. If someone really wants some sorghum or barbecue sauce, I am more than willing to ship it to them.
I can't thank you enough. This has been great. I was excited to talk to you, and you did not sell me short. This was wonderful, and I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.